Well, back down to earth now, because the Labour Party is launching its campaign to keep Scotland in the UK before the referendum on independence in September next year. Organisers of the United with Labour campaign say they're arguing for a fairer, better Scotland that stands strong within the United Kingdom. They'll work with the Better Together campaign run by the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats. The former Prime Minister Gordon Brown was at the launch in Glasgow.
I want to put the positive, principled, forward-looking case for a strong Scottish Parliament inside a strong United Kingdom. I want to put the case for the pooling and sharing of resources right across the United Kingdom, for the benefit we all get in Scotland, England, Wales and Northern Ireland from UK pensions, from UK national insurance, from UK funding of healthcare, from UK minimum wage, from the UK equalisation of resources. That means there are equal social, political and economic rights for people no matter which community you live in and no matter whether you're in a poor area or a rich area of the country. Now, I could make the case for the union by talking about our defence needs that are common, our security needs that are mutual, our environmental concerns that are shared, that we're part of one single island.
Gordon Brown, well, our Scotland political editor Brian Taylor joins us now from Glasgow. Thank you very much indeed. Brian, just explain to us how this Labour Party campaign is going to fit in with the Better Together, which was supposed to be a broad brush reaching across all the parties and all the faiths campaign.
It's still broad brush, but there's a touch of stiletto about it from the Labour Party as well. If you consider what they are doing here, of course, in Better Together, they are there with the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives. Now, that presents two problems for the Labour Party. First of all, there's fairly large sections of the Scottish Labour Party, perhaps in particular, but I'm sure it'll be shared across the UK, but sections of the Labour Party, including perhaps particularly the trades unions, who are frankly uncomfortable about being in a joint campaign at all, full stop, with the Conservatives. But secondly, you're talking about this referendum being in September 2014, following very hard on the heels of that is a UK general election in 2015, and who will be, of course, the parties particularly fighting each other head-to-head at that election. Yes, it's Labour and the Conservatives, so they don't want to get too close to each other. But there's another element to it in Gordon Brown's approach. You heard him there talking about social justice. Now, I spoke to Mr. Brown shortly after his speech, and what he is arguing is that it is only Labour, he believes, his position, it is only Labour that particularly advocates the idea of social justice being gained on a more efficacious basis across the whole of these islands, using the whole of the resources of these islands. He says that is not an objective that would be shared by the Conservatives, and he suggests by the Liberal Democrats, given their proximity to the Tories in the UK coalition.
OK, Brian Taylor in Glasgow, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.